JewishHistory.org presents Rabbi Beryl Wine's 5,000 Years of Jewish History. One video clip at a time. Clip number 45, Shabbatai Tzvi.
In 1653, a false messiah arrives that will cause havoc amongst the Jewish people. His name is Shabbatai Tzvi. He's from Turkish descent. He comes to the land of Israel. Shabbatai Tzvi is a genius. He's also slightly psychotic, probably a manic depressive. He's able to go for days without sleeping, and then in his depressive state, he stays in bed for 2 weeks at a time. In the 1600s, when people didn't quite understand how manic depressive works, well, they said he must be meditating or he must be communicating with God. It was all part of the aura of the false messiah. Now, every false messiah needs a publicity agent. And Shabbatai Tzvi had a great one, a man by the name of Nathan of Gaza. And Nathan publicized him throughout the world. He sent letters to every Jewish community. He said the messiah has arrived. Jews in Amsterdam sold their businesses, their homes, leased ships. They're all ready to go back to the land of Israel. The problem with the messiah is that sooner or later he has to deliver. Sooner or later, something's got to happen. And the Turkish Sultan was not about to give up the land of Israel to the Jews, nor was he ready to accept Shabbatai Tzvi's claim of being a ruler and a messiah. And then eventually he had him arrested. And even when he was arrested, he was under house arrest. People still flocked to him. It's estimated that 30% of the Jewish world ended up believing in him. Great rabbis believed in him. And he had a lot of money flowing into him. And that enabled the machine to keep on going, especially the propaganda machine of Nathan of Gaza. But eventually the Sultan tired of the entire charade and he called in Shabbatai Tzvi and he said, I give you a choice. Either convert to Islam or I'll behead you. Well, Shabbatai Tzvi converted to Islam. Can you imagine the shock in the Jewish world that the so-called Jewish Messiah converted out of the faith and became a Muslim? The entire messianic movement of Shabbatai Tzvi fell apart, but there always are a few true believers that remain. No matter what happens, they still believe. And Nathan of Gaza exploited them to say that this is the true moment of test. Only those who believe now will be privileged to be part of the messianic movement. And so there remained a small core of Sabbateans throughout the Jewish world, but most of the Jewish world disowned Shabbatai Tzvi. And not only that, many of them disowned the idea of the Messiah or the Messianic era entirely. Thank you for watching. My name is Beryl Wine.
For more on Jewish history, go to jewishhistory.org.